Yeah, no, that's great. So, I mean, has anyone done anything since the last time they want to talk about or share?
Yeah, I had a go at the passion test.
Mm. Okay.
Did you?
Yes.
Got quite interested in the fact that how I like to manipulate my answers. My choice coming in the last five, I didn't really... Is it really interesting? It's actually what reflected back at me with my values, and then I thought, well, where are the goals in that? And so that would be the next step, to find what the goals are within those values. I mean, that's what it sort of seemed to reflect, the way I did it anyway, to reflect back at me. And it was quite interesting, actually, to do that, and to feel it isn't anything I'm not doing already in it. I'm already doing to a certain degree all of it. I sort of feel on track in some ways in that way.
Mm.
But it's and it was also interesting for me to look at my relationship to money in that value system as well. And actually, it was really almost not in my. I could easily not put it in my five at all. So I thought I found that interesting. That was quite fascinating for me. So, I mean, I'm quite interested in relationship to money. That's what piqued it for me. That's what sort of jolted me, my understanding. What's my relationship? I know we did a little bit about beliefs on that.
Mm.
I did ask myself that question. But it's an interesting thing for me.
So,
what issue around my relationship to money and, earning money and... What I think and feel about money, basically. So that's quite interesting.
Well, certainly today I wanted to. I wanted to talk about.
Oh, that's perfect.
Money. So, but is it because you were thinking that you were expecting money to be on the list?
Yes, I was. I was expecting it to be. Well, da da.
Yeah.
It's underpriced.
Quite happily not.
When you read that blurb about the passion test, they actually give an example, or they discuss at one point how certain people's passions don't reflect money directly at all.
No.
That doesn't mean that they aren't going to make any, it just means that item, that sort of actual way of pushing things, isn't one of their passions.
Yes,
it's
that's
okay.
True. Yes, yeah.
Well, absolutely, yeah.
I think I would agree that I didn't expect it to be there, and it isn't. It isn't in mine at all.
Mm.
But I sincerely hope that some of the things that are my passions will bring money.
Mm.
Perhaps I would put that as a goal then.
Mm.
It didn't go as far as goals.
No, but it's interesting because I had the same experience as you, Kate, because I put down a money passion. It was quite high up on my conscious list. You know? But it didn't make it onto my top five.
No.
And I kept wanting it to.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, kept expecting it to be up there. And it wasn't.
No.
But what it helped me with is the realisation that it will come as a result.
Okay, yes. So that's a completely different... Yes, I get that now. Yeah.
And that if you're focused as well, and it helps you focus on how you can help other people...
Yes.
Then naturally it will come as a result. And that's also a different way of...
Okay.
Of looking at money as well, from the sort of the old way of looking at money being this kind of evil thing, and actually doing well by doing good, and that if you do all the good things and all the right things, the money will come to support that. And so, you know, I've been making that shift, and that's how I saw it.
I
think
that feels good. Yeah,
we talked a bit about. Sort of stop being selfish and get on and help other people and get over yourself, because I think this is an issue that a lot of us have, and if you're doing that and you're focusing on other people, the more people you help, you know, the more money will come as well, and so that you'll end up getting what you want that way. Did you want to say?
No, I was just breath holding. I'm realising I was breath holding.
Okay.
Taking a pulp. No, I just agree with everything you say, and the only thing that I can remember, I mean, I did read it all through session 3, and I started writing down my old beliefs about money.
Okay.
And I was quite interested in what came out.
Yeah.
So I didn't do any passions. I haven't got the energy for passion.
But do what you can.
It'll be useful at some point.
Yeah, I mean, this is really things that you just need to be able to keep coming to and going through. Okay, so was there anything else that anyone did from last time that we want to talk about?
One thing I did to help me do with the passions was I took some of the introductory lines that they gave in the piece as tips, you know, to help you think about it. And I printed them out for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you love to do? What kind of environment do you love to be in? So I just wrote them out, and it made it easier for me to think about passions. And I'm realising as you're talking about money that, do you know what I really like doing? I really like spending money.
I do.
Need shopping for stuff you have to buy every week. No, it does not excite me to buy toilet rolls, so I need some toilet rolls actually. But I do, I love spending money, and so in order for that to happen, I have to get it, don't I?
Yeah.
Joining the dots.
It's funny because I also put that on my list.
I'm going to add it. I didn't think of it. There are things that I'm sure I still haven't thought of.
Well, there will, and you know, they in the book, if you ever do want to actually get the book and read it, it's quite interesting. And they do this about every 6 months or so, because things change. And when I did it recently, I then thought, you know what, I need to do it again, because I realised that some things could be amalgamated or wasn't quite right, and I realised, it's not quite right. And it's all a matter about gaining clarity and refining, and there's no right or wrong answer. It's how you feel and what you can connect with at that moment. Then you come back and do it again and gain more clarity. So, you can keep on doing it. This can then develop further into the goals. But perhaps what I should do is photocopy another section so that you can take the next step.
Oh, okay. I did my timetable better. My hand scribbled one. Very successful in engaging my family in. Maybe that's my lack of determination, or maybe it's their lack of interest. Don't know.
And they're just not ready yet.
I decided to do it for the month, because I have things that are monthly and things that are fortnightly and things that are, you know, daily or weekly. So there, I want to show you. I'm proud of my useful type of goals.
That's great.
Very good.
And I've highlighted the things that aren't regular, like your sessions.
See, to me, that is a huge amount of organisation. I couldn't.
It is.
I couldn't get it from the handwritten paper to putting it on the computer.
But you could, though. Why couldn't you?
Well, I could, but it would take up a disproportionate.
I decided that I'd give every morning, every weekday morning to work.
I love it. I think that's really.
And then the weekday afternoons have got divided between other things, and I've put in some spaces for gardening and blank bits and things, and I'm sure that I'll fill it up more, but I've even got Thursday afternoon with nothing on it.
Yeah, that's
great. I'm sure I'll fill it up.
That's good.
And I've used the structure of the day as my structure. So when Rhianna goes off to school, that's a division.
It's a really good
before
idea,
school, and then there's lunch, which I need to put time. I don't. So the morning can kind of drift. It's not very good. Yes. So I need to set time for that. And then when she comes home from school, because I decided that I like being there when she comes home from school, I make that a break. And then I've got jobs to do before tea. And then jobs to do if there are any, things to do, things to go to after tea. And that's my, so yeah, it's breakfast, lunch, home from school, tea. Mm. That's my divisions.
Yeah, that's great.
That's really clear, actually, isn't it? That's what time is available
works
to you.
Works for me.
Yeah.
But that's the point, isn't it?
Yeah,
And do you feel less overwhelmed like that? Do you feel more in control of what you're doing?
I wouldn't put it as either of those at the moment. I'm pleased with myself having made the, you know, step.
Mm.
And I feel that it's helping me. I'm pretty much working to it now, this plan. I haven't entirely managed to restrict my supermarket shop to Monday afternoons. I need to do that.
That's
be more efficient
not just go shopping all the time because I've forgotten stuff. Because that's just a serious waste of time. No, it is. No, it's really, and a waste of money because you're not shopping efficiently. So I don't know about overwhelm. Overwhelm used to get me more when something came along I hadn't planned for. Mm. So if I've got spaces, I think I won't feel that as much, but ask me in a month, you know. Yeah. It depends on the size of the unexpected thing, how much space it occupies, doesn't it?
Yeah, but has it also, did it make you go through a sort of a prioritise mindset as well?
Kind of. I don't know. I know that word's there and it was on the flowchart. I don't think that was a major part of how I did this, except, yeah, that I relegated some things like washing my hair. I sort of said, well, you can't do that in the daytime. It's got to be in the evening or on a weekend because the day it's not important enough. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
You can do that when you're half asleep. You can't do your work when you're half asleep. But I did the organising list where I had to think of the things for myself and the things for my work and the things for my family. That was really what I put into this. That was what helped me. So I was pleased with that. And I've also got on Skype last, but it's not working very well. The camera doesn't. The picture is rubbish, basically, and I can't solve it. It's not the camera. So I don't know what the problem is. It's a problem that some other people have with... You've got Skype, anybody?
Yeah.
Mm.
The picture goes into horizontal slices. You know that you get the screen in the middle. Well, the bottom half is completely black, and the top half is divided into these strips. And it's a problem that I've traced through the forum and found people referring to. We've gone through all the solutions that other people have tried. Hasn't solved it. But I've got the audio, so I'm still better off.
I just get it frozen sometimes.
Yeah.
And then you have to turn the picture off and just have sound.
Right. Right.
Say audio.
Yeah, but it's still good for if I want to talk to a client in another country, it's still free. Mm, yeah. So it's still amazing, better than. Isn't it? Yeah.
Well, and so is Google Hangouts.
Is that a similar thing?
Yeah, I went fiddling around with that today and was wondering, and I got cold feet and ran away. But
yeah.
Is it a Skype-like thing?
It is. It is.
But how public is it, though? I mean,
well, you can have it how you like. You know, you can have it public or you can have it private, and you can have many people on it, or you can just have one person on it.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of people are talking about it now, and it's something worth doing, and it is free. So for people who are doing like tele seminars and things with the phone, or for people doing webinars, things like that, they're kind of switching over to Google Hangouts. So I was just listening to one just before I left, actually. So that's something to have a play around with as well. Okay, so is there anything else you want to talk about from that before we move on to something else?
Are we going to talk more about the money?
We are going to talk about money.
That's all right then. Don't need to talk now.
Okay.
Although I would like to say thank you, Helen, for the link to the
directory.
Directory.
Words are not coming. And I have had a bit of a problem with my internet the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And I did click the link. I probably have spent about an hour and a half trying to get through that registration.
Right.
Go away and I do something else meanwhile.
Yes,
but, and then
quite
I come back
faff.
And I have to start all over
the
again.
The form's quite long-winded.
That's fine. I don't even know yet how useful it can be because I never completed it. It just got too late last time to carry on. But that's the kind of problem I have.
Okay.
And so the more stuff I get through the internet, and the more time I have to spend on it, the more panicky I get about the rest of my life.
Yes,
I'd actually much rather be out there doing the gardening, which is another thing I have to do for my business. You know, I've got to keep the garden looking okay, and it doesn't.
Well,
so that internet thing, I'd rather not have too many time-consuming things.
Yeah.
that are essential.
Actually, most directory type things that you register with don't take that long. Most of them quicker than that.
Well, they shouldn't, but with my
it's because it's to do with the council. It's not very efficient.
Probably that as well, but I do have a real problem with broadband. I just don't get the service.
Right. Okay.
Living where I do.
I have a suggestion. This might be something you want to think about doing. What if you were to able to come into Totnes or wherever and go to the library and do your internet time at the library?
Yeah, I should be able to do something like that.
Come to my house and use mine. You're welcome.
Thank you. You can get a good broadband.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, maybe I need to look at that sort of... blocking off some time.
Yeah, maybe if you did that and took it out of your home... Because if it's adding to stress at home, it's not good. But if it's like,
it's just such a waste of my time.
Exactly, it is. And we're going to talk about that as well in a second. So I think if you're able to block it, and the only issue is, what time can you devote to it? And you don't want to spend that much time doing internet type stuff.
Yeah.
But if you come here, you go to the library, I think it's free.
I don't know, sure. Because I'm lucky enough to have my own. So I haven't used that facility for a long time.
Just book it.
I think it's free for an hour, the first hour or something.
Put your name in diary kind of
right, thing, you know, you decide what it is I'm going to do on the internet. I'm going to spend, 1 hour a week. I'm going to come into town when I do X, and I'm going to do that.
So I can have internet.
That's
as
it.
Well. This is what I do when I.
You collect a few things, yeah. Like if we got a few more different directory or free advertising sites, you could do them all at once.
Mm-hmm. And you just block it in.
Yeah. And then what you'll get at home is they'll send you an email. That you'll have to have a confirmation email. There's usually one of them, and they send you something that you have to click on to prove you really are on that email address.
Right.
And that's quick.
Yeah.
It's filling in all the boxes.
Well, I like the idea of all these things. I just it was enough for me. I easily spent my half hour, my allotted half hour that you jokingly...
I'm sorry.
Yes. You're mad.
Just eventually downloading and printing off this picture in a format that I could read. I can't work out how to make
this
the font bigger. Yes.
No, I agree with you. I'm short sighted, and I find this really
hard.
It's
not your fault. Bad I am with IT.
But that's it is what I'm doing. And you know, if this is a problem, then I will change it. I just,
It's okay, I just think maybe you've tried to get too much on one page.
But I think if you realise where I'm coming from, I'm actually thinking and creating, and then. Whatever it is what it is. And then I'm like, right, I'm going to share this with you. So if I then need to go back and go, actually, I need to actually make this into a better format for you guys, then I have to take that extra step. At the moment, I'm just writing it out and doing it that way. So I shall change that to make sure that it fits nicely on a page and it's readable.
So I think the top section, the manifesting cycle, could have a page of its own.
Yes. Well, indeed. I mean, these are brief...
And I don't know how to make a font bigger either.
So
I'm sure there's a way, but
I
don't know what it is.
You know, in the back of my mind, I'm remembering that you're creating an online programs, so of course you're going to do it like this. Which is fine for people who don't mind sitting and looking at a screen to do their reading. But I really can't do that. It makes me feel ill. So I have to have paper that I can take to bed and read comfortably.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll make sure. Make a note of that for next time. Okay. So, shall we quickly mention, before we get started on this, the whole workshops idea?
That sounded good.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's appealing because I understand the frustrations that doing things like this can bring. And the appeal of actually focusing on one particular thing, like, for example, doing the entire passion test or something at a workshop, go through, you know what you're going to do and what you're going to come out at the end of it with, and everyone's sort of hopefully happy from that. And then, you know, I'd be quite happy to do that in conjunction with developing this for an online programme, but to do locally workshops, I think I'd really enjoy doing that as well. So it's a matter of perhaps doing things a little bit more tactical and things that could be implemented fairly quickly and usefully, connections made between people as well. And what I'm sort of developing here is something a bit more strategic. It's, you know, we're not going to be able to say, do how to set up a Facebook campaign or something, but you know, there's any number of things I could do in a workshop situation. So yeah, I mean, would you be willing yourselves to come along in addition to doing this, or are you kind of spent with
not at the moment, probably. I think personally I've got enough, unless, well, I don't know, I'll probably find the time. I just have so many other things that I should finish really before I even start this.
Yeah, I understand. So, I mean, do you want to bring in more work within these sessions rather than what we have been doing? Would that be better?
Do you mean I definitely actually like doing things rather than talking about them and going home and doing them? Right. Maybe.
Maybe a little.
A bit.
Just a bit. Just to move, to get us going a bit.
Yeah.
And then give us stuff to do as well.
Yeah.
That's probably would be my preference.
Yeah. I mean, this is kind of what I've been thinking as well, which is sort of what I've planned for today.
Great.
So we'll see how we'll see how it goes.
It's difficult because it's such a short time.
It's
very difficult.
Yeah,
I'm aware of not wanting to chat about other things because we can't really spare 5 minutes.
No, and that is actually getting in the way of doing anything useful because I'm actually quite confused now.
Right.
It feels too much of a hurry. We all hurry here, and then we all hurry away again with another rucksack full of stuff to think about.
You might be able to combine coming to this with doing some IT time in the library or at my house. For example, now I'm going off to do something in Dartington, and you could have the house to yourself and the computer and a peaceful couple of hours and, you know, have a think about it.
Well, we'll talk about it. That'd be, thank you. And things will get better for me in November because I won't have to do my office job anymore. So I'll have more time.
Yeah.
Good. That's good.
But it is quite confusing. I think it's because we're trying to learn to think about it in a different way. And all those old mental habits are getting in the way.
Yeah, I mean, which is why I've sort of come to a conclusion. I think the material that I originally thought would be fine for a 3-month programme is really a 12-month programme.
There's a lot there, isn't there?
There is.
That's why I sort of look at this and think, my God. There's just about 4 or 5 workshops in there, all
which would be all right if it was all you were doing.
Yes.
Well, this is the thing. So, I mean, I'm aware of that, and I, you know, I hold my hands up to that, and so that's why I want you guys to be happy. I don't care so much about what my original intent was because I'm going to do that anyway, and I'll just do it, and you know, it is fine. The important thing is that I've got you now. I need to do what's the right thing for you. Mm. And, you know, I'm happy for this to go on for as long as you want. Mm. So, yeah, okay, the three-month things is not going to happen. It would be useful to know from you, out of what we've covered, you know, what the most important things are. Perhaps I can pick out, you know, one per session and then just focus on that, and then that will be the three-month programme. So that would be manageable. I'm sorry you have been the guinea pigs, but I think you knew that was the case. Yeah, anyway, but I don't want you to be unhappy. I want you to be happy, and I want you to get the results that you want. And so whatever...
As the tea bag says, let's learn to rejoice more often.
Indeed.
On top of everything else.
The wisdom of the tea bag.
But what's interesting for me is that, you know, we're here for a reason. It's because I'm here because I'm not confident in marketing and not my relationship to money and business and blah, blah, blah. It's like I'm wanting to look at that. It's not my forte. Mm. So you're going to be, I'm going to be facing things I don't like.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So that's inevitable. I'm not be happy. I'm getting to look at what my blocks are and what, you know, being able to find ways to manage my life and myself within that.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think it's, you know, what are those particular ones? What are the most important ones? Mm. What do you want to achieve sort of in the short term that I can help with? Because, you know, I can go in any and all directions, really. So, this was about me finding the way through and with your help. And I don't want you to be overwhelmed, and I want you to be able to do something and feel that you're getting... that value.
If we were going to think of things we might want to do workshops about, I might pick the social networking because I hate it.
Me too.
Yes,
I think that would be it.
And yet it quite clearly is how people do things now.
That's amazing.
So,
yeah.
Unless you've already got a nice established client network, I think you have to bite that bullet.
Why?
Well, it's like I was saying to somebody the other day, you know, I used to be in the Yellow Pages and it used to, well, pay for itself and a little bit more, but never much.
Mm.
And then I stopped because it stopped paying for itself, and, you know, it's perfectly clear that people find me through my website.
Mm.
So it's got to repay me to put time and maybe money into my website.
Mm.
And the social networking has come along as the next step, really, and all these people with smartphones, and I'm no way about to go and get a smartphone myself. But I've got to recognise that that's what other people are using, so I need to know about it.
Yeah.
If I want business, I need to know about it. But I'm kicking and screaming all the way.
Mm.
So I thought maybe getting together about it might stop me kicking and screaming.
Yeah.
This is a waste of energy, isn't it?
So
kicking
a workshop on social networks.
It's just an idea. What do you think? What would help? What would you like?
I'd probably find an excuse not to come. But yes, I think it would be useful.
Well, you might be able to get your business some other way. I mean,
yeah, social networking for those who hate it.
Yes, or something. See, yeah, I mean, I manage Facebook now, but I'm sure I don't get the most out of it that I could. I went there under protest. I totally refused to go anywhere near Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn, but I don't understand how to use it.
No,
I don't see any good out of it.
I don't understand how to use any of these things. So, I'm on them.
Yes, you know, I think it would help me.
Yeah.
Okay. The thing is, you can't hate it. There's no point if you hate it.
No.
I think there's something that you would like doing. Podcasting.
Podcasting?
Well, because you...
thought about it.
You're passionate about your... Radio.
Radio, yeah.
Podcasting is quite big, and it reaches quite a lot of people that the average sort of social network doesn't reach.
Mm.
And you love doing that. So
that might encourage me to learn how to do it, because I might enjoy doing it.
Yeah, and there needs to be something in that. There needs to be, you know, it may be Pinterest. it's all about pictures, but it's not just about pictures.
Oh, really?
You know, you can do all sorts, but you need to pick, my advice would be, you pick one, and just focus on that. Don't worry about all of them.
Right.
It's just, you know, you're not a multinational business. You really don't have to be everything. And again, it's about working out a strategy that's going to work for you. But you've got to have some enjoyment from it. There's nothing worse than just having a page or, you know, like a Facebook page and just not really doing anything with it.
Yeah.
It's just pointless. You might as well not be on there.
Yeah.
So, you know, you need to choose that. So I did put in here at the bottom, and this is for your benefit, Biddy.
Thank you.
Online marketing, right at the bottom.
Oh,
it was at the top first of all, but then I just put it at the bottom because...
out of the way.
For you. Because what I'm going to say is that you don't have to have a website and you don't have to do social networking. If you are so anti it, like you are, Biddy, you don't have to do it.
It's only because of the length of time that it absorbs in my life. Because of my internet access.
Yeah.
But and also because of my daughter and her experience with Facebook.
Right. Okay.
It is time. I mean, even emails are time consuming. They take a whole chunk of time every time you open it up. Stuff to deal with, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
I read somewhere recently that every time you reply to an email or open an email up, it takes 20 minutes for you to get your concentration back to where it was. Did you write that?
I've read that many times before.
And I thought, well, that's what's happening to my time then, isn't it?
Yes, well, this is why you need to do the blocking, the time blocking. And one of the things to do is that if you've got some sort of office time blocked, don't open emails. Focus on the one or two most important things that you want to get done in your work and do that first. Because the thing is with email is it's other people's agenda that you're dealing with, not your own. So
that's a really good advice, because it's so tempting just to leave it open and keep checking, have you got any more emails?
Yes.
I still find it quite exciting, even though I also find it tiring and overwhelming. Yeah, have a time when you do your emails. Yes, stick to it.
And it may be that you can do that once a day, depends on what work you do, but it's a bit like the phone. We talked last time about the phone and having specific times when you advertise that you are available for speaking to on the phone and have the answer phone on. Well, email, turn it off. You know, have it on. This is when I'm doing emails. This is my agenda. I am not going to just answer somebody else's, because that's their time, their agenda. I've got to use my time on my work.
Yes.
I never look at emails or mobile phone actually over the weekend at all.
Mm.
I just think that's the only rule I have.
Yes, no, absolutely.
That's it. Yeah. You had, you want to reach me, you can use my landline or come knock on my door.
So that would suggest that a block of time on Monday for catching up would be good.
It is. It's always good to have, like, actually, I do Sunday evenings occasionally if I've got a busy week.
I just about keep up with my emails, but what I don't keep up with is deleting all the rubbish. So what I've put into my Monday is that I'm going to spend time tidying up my emails, because I've got hundreds. Things that I've left there because I haven't read, things that I've left there because I thought, oh, I really ought to file that somewhere, but where? Oh, no, I'll just do the next one. So I've got email tidying up time in my timetable.
And, you know, what you can do, certainly with Gmail, I'm not sure about others, but you can set up filters on your email. So, you know, if you're used to getting emails from... I don't know, a certain Tesco's company. Yeah, exactly. So every time you get one from Tesco's, it goes into your shopping folder.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I do. So once in a while, I'll go in and I'll just open my shopping folder.
Mm.
There's a whole list. Okay, click, show that I've read them all. That's fine. I don't read them. I just I click. The occasional one I'll have a look at. But I just go in there, and instead of now showing that I've got all these unread emails, they're now all read and they're dealt with.
Yeah,
I don't need to read them, you know.
Do that with Facebook.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's all my socials.
So, but things like that can help you feel more in control. Yes. And this is what it's about, to leave you the time that you want to spend doing the things that you want to do.
It. And it's so much more efficient when you're not constantly dotting around amongst different things.
Yes.
Because I'm sure that what you said about the emails, that it might take you 20 minutes to get your mind off that, is true of everything. It's those transitions between one job and another job that waste time.
Exhausting.
So, if you get a timer, and whether this is an online timer or a physical timer, now you know the one thing that you have to do, and then you put the timer on for however long you're going to spend to do it, and you get on and you do it. And if you do things like that, it makes a huge difference, and you actually really get started with the jobs that you want to finish. If you block out that time and you put on that timer.
Yes.
And you can just get it done.
What was that time called?
Egg time is the one that I use.
The egg timer.
Yeah.
Because you can line up a whole list of times right through the day.
Can you?
Most timers won't let you do that.
Really?
You just have one. And I mean, maybe your phone does now, but mine doesn't. But the egg timer will let you set lots of different times. So as long as you leave the computer on, otherwise it doesn't work. Mm. And the volume up, otherwise you won't hear it.
Yes. That's good.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is quite interesting talking about this because, of course, the first thing on here, the pricing, talk about eliminating money blocks, and a little note there that I wrote here about you'll never be able to charge more or earn more until you deal with this stuff. The manifesting cycle, the first thing is declutter everything. And so here we are talking about clearing out emails and filtering and things like that, and that's all part of the decluttering. It's not just about, your old beliefs about money. The physical stuff too, I wrote, and what I wrote here later in pen is at home or in office, in your paperwork and all that kind of stuff, your email, you need to declutter, because that really helps the clarity, and it just is amazing what a sense of emptiness that you can feel when you've cleaned up something that you didn't realise was taking up space in your mind just by clearing up a desk.
Yeah, sure.
It does help. And so as you're going through this process of, looking at your old beliefs, that's decluttering your mind, creating a forgiveness list, again, is a really useful thing. I don't know if it's something that you've done before.
I don't get how that fits with money. It lost me there.
Any incidents that you can think of that are cluttering you up get in the way. And it could be something directly related to money. It could be the reason why you have blocks around something because of an incident.
Right.
For
instance, in a divorce, if you come off badly, because you have just wanted to get out of the marriage, so you've just said, okay, well, take the money. I want me.
Yes.
But you might find that you've not forgiven that. Yeah. You've let it go in one way, but you haven't got over the kind of control that money was trying to exert over you. Is that the kind of thing?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. And also as a child, if you... if you're a young child and you got beaten by your parent because you damaged some property and you didn't have the money, parents didn't have the money to pay for it.
Right.
Or if you didn't.
We can't afford this! Whack.
Or if your parents argued about money or you didn't have as much pocket money as your friends or.
There's a myriad of things, and things that you consciously are not aware of because consciously you don't believe it. But it's all unconscious. I mean, you know this with your work, the amount of stuff that can come up that you just don't realise. But if you create the forgiveness list, it can just clarify and clear out these things, and it's all the unconscious stuff. I mean, if you're committed to doing some work and doing some tactical things, like if I do this, if I advertise my services and I get people and I get to see them, I'm doing the work, you're consciously saying, I want this, and you're still not getting the results that you want, it's not something you're consciously doing, there's something else going on. Mm-hmm. And that's absolutely what you've got to investigate. Mm-hmm. In whichever way you can. Mm-hmm. And I'm throwing out some ideas. There are lots and lots of things that you can do. Obviously, with your work that you do, it can all help mm-hmm. that process as well.
But that, to me, that's just a huge... That could be a lifetime's work.
It will be.
Because it's not easy to forgive, is it?
No.
You can't just make the list and say, oh yes, I need to forgive that. You're forgiving.
Yeah, you've got to feel the hurt before you can forgive.
It is a lifetime.
It's absolutely huge.
It's a lifetime's process, and you just have to keep on going through it. Mm. And you're not going to suddenly go from here to there. You're just going to keep making these steps. And it's the same with this work and marketing itself, especially on online. It constantly evolves, and you constantly have to sort of keep up to date with things, and you just need to make some change. Mm. Otherwise, you stagnate. And yes. It's the same in whatever aspect of your life.
I think there is a sort of... I know there can be countless things stuck in your unconscious or semi-conscious, but I also know that if you begin to work on them, there is a slightly spreading effect, that it actually becomes easier to work on the next thing and the next thing.
Mm. Mm.
And it all lightens the load. It doesn't make it all go away, but it all lightens the load.
Mm. Yes.
So I think... we have to be careful that we don't trap ourselves into believing that we can't do it before we even start.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's like saying, because I can't climb Mount Everest, I'm not going to take a single step. It's silly.
Mm. Yes. Absolutely. So, yeah, this is just a few pointers, but I mean... It's a huge amount of work to do, and I think you just have to make a start, if you don't already, and do what you can, and just keep on doing it. It's just got to be a habit, really, because it's only going to help you in whatever you do, you know, and whatever you're comfortable doing, if it's tapping, if it's, you know, kinesiology, whatever it is, it's all going to help. I have something that I haven't got on here that is a book. I don't know. I'm kind of reluctant to share too much.
We can take it or leave it, can't we? It's our choice.
It's something that I've started doing, and it's a way of looking at the chakras, and it's about some deeper vows that you make at each chakra level, and it's been quite powerful. It's a tapping thing combined with chakra work, which is what I was telling you about. I hadn't gone into any detail, but that's been really quite illuminating.
What's it called?
I'll send you my resource. Well, I'll stick it on the website, and if you want to look at it, that's up to you. If you don't, you don't.
That's great. You should.
But it's a new book that she's doing. I mean, I'm doing a course, an online course for it, but she's actually just releasing a new book. It's all about money blocks. Along with the book, she has a video for every chapter.
Oh, brilliant. I love videos.
So you can tap along with the script.
Visual learner.
Yes. Very visual.
So it looks quite good. In fact, I've signed up to be an affiliate of hers, because I really think, you know, for me and for Rick, my husband as well, we found it quite wow. Okay, yeah, this is,
you've got him into it.
Yeah, well, he's been, since seeing Biddy as well, we've both found it's just been so good, and this is sort of from my sessions with Biddy, finding out that I need to look at the chakras a bit and stuff, and so this kept coming up, and so I came across this, and I thought, wow, okay. And because of my work with healers, and I know that money is such a big issue, because so many people have this block with doing good and having money, and hearing her work with lots of people like us, I just felt, I think I really need to do this. And now she's just brought out a book, which means it's much more affordable as well. Sure. Or it's just coming out at the moment, I think. So anyway, I'll leave that to you.
On the website, I'll be I shall.
thank you for asking me to do it. So yes. Okay, so I don't think I will go too much into this, because not to mention the time or anything, but I think it's quite clear, you know, you're decluttering, you're going through this entire cycle, and I call it a manifesting cycle, because there is no end, really. It's just a matter of going through decluttering. When something comes up, you can have a look and you'll probably find some memory or some incident that you realise you hadn't quite let go of yet, and that'll help. The clarity, the passion test, I am going to send you more. So if you want to continue with the passion test, you can do that each step.
When you put surround yourself with positivity, number three.
Yeah.
Passwords. What's that mean?
Okay, so if you have account set up online, and you have your email address or your username and a password, use the password for your goal. Change your password to match your goal.
Oh, really? Okay.
I like that.
My vegetables. I don't think that's going to be very useful.
They don't move very fast.
So.
Mine are my daughter's names with some numbers and asterisks added, which is a bit inward looking, do you think? A bit sort of. Dear me.
Well,
it's creative.
It's.
I use my children.
Well, it's yes, I like that idea. So, yeah, I'll go for that. I'll go, whenever I come across a password, I'm going to change it to something excitingly, positively related to boosting my work, and my inspiration, and my money, and my energy. I'm going to have a, and it'll be fun to think of them.
Yeah.
Well, it is, and what happens is you put it in, and there's just a little smile, and it's a little reminder.
Yes.
And all you need to do is just a few little things every day, like.
Of course, the trouble is, for almost all accounts where I've got a password, I've set the computer up to remember it for me, so all I see is a row of black dots.
Yeah.
So for this to be a reminder, I have to tell the computer not to remember it, so I have to actually enter it.
Yeah.
I mean, that can help. Also, you can set up, I don't know if you've got this kind of phone or reminders, but you can set up reminders on your phone with your goal or with a positive message or something like that. So again, it's just that little reminder, and it just takes you out of your everyday, how you're feeling at that moment, and reminds you of your goal.
That's what we used to do in the old days with post-it notes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
But you can still do that.
We can still do that. But you have to keep updating them, because you stop seeing them after a while.
Mm. Yes.
It's like doing your pelvic floor exercise, it just doesn't happen.
Oh, no, I remember that.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Peeling potatoes. And then you stop peeling potatoes and just eat the peel. So that you don't have to do the pelvic floor.
Yes. Potato peel's good for you.
Been there, done that.
Okay.
That's really nice, I like that. Change your passwords, I like that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, taking inspired action. So again, this is just making sure, if you can hone down on one thing that's important to you, and this is going to be going through the whole goal setting process, which I know we haven't finished. But if you go through the passion test,
okay. That was then a new step on,
That will. And then from that, you'll be able to set some goals. But I've written down here, write it down, be, do, have goals. Don't worry too much about it. If you can write down any goal, anything, and do it every day, it's better than nothing. So don't worry about doing it exactly right. Just do something. That would be good enough, because if you're not doing anything now, then that will be a step ahead.
Do you know, I did write one down, and it was so exciting.
Great!
No, I didn't like that. It was such a surprise to see it written on the page. I mean,
yeah, whew. And to do it every day.
Yes.
And there's a saying that says the difference between... Not that this is particularly relevant, but it just illustrates the point. The difference between a millionaire and a billionaire is a billionaire writes down his goals twice a day.
Right.
Yes. Actually, I've been finding, my goal is to come here. My goal is to do the homework, as it were, that we go away with. Even if I'm not doing all of it, I'm doing some of it.
Mm.
That's my goal.
Yeah.
And when I manage it, I feel good. Yeah. And that's actually my reward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
It does feel good, doesn't it?
Yeah, doing something instead of not doing something feels much better.
Yeah.
Although I'm busy, it feels better.
No,
interesting. I read that. No, I didn't. I watched that video, the Dang It.
Yeah.
Big goals, Dang It.
Yeah. This is Margaret Lynch, who's written the book.
Oh, she's written the book. Yeah. Okay, I quite like what she said, actually. Saying there's something about how the goal, you know, how would you feel if you didn't actually achieve, you know, you were looking at your beliefs and your feelings if you actually didn't achieve it, and somehow I think she was getting at the fact that the goals aren't who you are. Basically they are just, it's not saying if you don't achieve your goal then I'm bad or whatever.
Yes.
It's like, it's not who you are.
Something separate. You made them and you can change them.
Yeah.
And you
did. I thought that was interesting.
Well, I did. I did want you to see that because it just seemed so relevant to what we're talking about.
Yeah.
The resistance to goals. Because a goal isn't you. It's just you setting a destination for yourself.
Yeah.
And the goal really of life is to enjoy the journey of it.
Yes.
It's not about reaching the goal. No. It's about deciding what journey do you want to take. And the goal is helping you pinpoint that. Mm. And it's a bit like the story that Bob Proctor told as well. You know,
how to get to Illinois or whatever it was.
But yeah, exactly. And if you if you just set out not really knowing where you're going, you're not going to get there.
No.
So... You know, you're going to end up, and what made me laugh, I had to show Rick, you'll end up in Montreal, which is where he's from, which is where he doesn't want to go back to. So I said, you have to read this. It was quite funny. Okay, so, so if you just take some action, which all of you are doing, you're all taking some action, just be happy that you're doing that. Yeah, because you're making progress and you're taking steps, and that's making a huge difference. And about inspired action, particularly when you get an idea and you get a thought that just comes to you, that feels inspired. I don't know how else to put it, and it feels effortless as well. Do that. Don't ignore it. Which is, I think when I kept coming across this EFT this stuff about the chakras, kept getting these hints and things, right, I really need to do this. And then you find it really is helpful and it's taking you down the right path. Upgrade your life. Yeah, so this is, again, celebrating those little things that you do. And if there's something that you can... do that makes a difference to you, so makes you feel like you're living a first class life, whatever that is, try and do that, whether it's buying, you know, a better chocolate, or whether it's getting some new underwear because your underwear is really grey and the elastics are hanging out, or something like that. Whatever it is, it just makes you feel that, well, if I had everything I wanted, I would want this, or I would do this, or I would buy underwear more often, or I would do this, whatever that is. Again, very small things. And you don't have to go from buying, I don't know, Morrison's own something to designer something. It can just be that next step up, one step at a time.
Is it about choice, having a choice? So you can choose to buy Morrison's own.
Absolutely.
Or Tesco's value.
Yes.
But that's because you're choosing to, not because you absolutely have
feel that you have to.
You can't afford the other one.
Yeah. And, you know, it doesn't have to be anything yes. about money, but it might be useful.
Mm.
It might be useful if you've got some money blocks around things like that, or whether you deserve something, you know, because that's another issue. If you can afford it, but you don't buy it, why is that? You know, what's going on? And it's just about, I think, noticing these things, which help uncover your beliefs and then helps you go around the cycle again. So it is a never-ending cycle, but hopefully not in a bad way, just in a way that's going to help you live your life more the way you want to, rather than on autopilot.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then you will know, and you probably have. I mean, I think by the time you reach a certain age, you've noticed these recurring patterns, and it can help you identify those, to step outside of them. Okay.
I don't know how much detail to go into that, but I was querying, actually it was a bit before, they track all your money and value.
Yes. So what you can do is if you just write down on a piece of paper, or you can use a spreadsheet if you want, but I think you probably all prefer to use a piece of paper, maybe Biddy, in the back of your notebook, you can do it from the back and work your way forward. So you write down the month, and then write down the days of the month, down the side, down the margin. And every day, you write down the amount of money that you receive. This is not the same as keeping your accounts. Obviously, you should be keeping your accounts as well, or budgets or whatever. But this is just a way of noticing the money that comes into your life. And you can write it down from anything you receive, whether it's money from clients, whether it's tax credits, or it's whatever it is. Whether it's a coin you see in the street and you pick up, anything that comes to you in the form of cash or checks online, whatever, but actual money, you write that down. So you have your month across the top of the page, and then you have the numbers of the days, and then one column is money, and then you just write it down and you notice it. Just by writing it down, you're giving it a little bit of energy and you're noticing it. You can have a second column called value. Now, value is anything that you receive that's not actual money, but it's worth something. So, for example, if you were to go out with a friend and they bought you a drink or a sandwich or something that was worth £3.25, you write down in your column for that day £3.25. If you were given a gift, whatever it is that you're given that has some value to, you can just work out what that value is and write it down. And then this can help you with your money goals, because you can see how much you're getting, how much you're receiving. And by forcing you to write it down every day, you're focusing on money. And if what you're focusing on is what you can bring more to you. Secondly, you can also notice, you know, what do you get more of? Some people find they'll actually earn more in value than money. And then that's something you might want to look at. Which is...
A lot of people are good at writing down what they spend. focusing madly on where it's all going. Going there, going there.
Yeah. So this doesn't replace accounting or anything like that, but it's just honouring money.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, and again, it's all sort of helping with the money blocks.
That's very interesting.
I've always been intrigued by this, the similarity, the word receipt, something received. It's the same as the old word for recipe. And I don't know why, I should look it up, but they seem completely different. But there must be something in common. And, you know, the idea of a recipe, it sounds really good. It makes me think of nice things that you eat or cooking, you know, making something, transforming something, all of those things, which you don't think about when you just have a think of a receipt. Just think of a chip from the till. There's something in that, and if I find out what it is, I'll come back and tell you.
And receive as well.
Well, yes. Yes, it's just
receive.
Yes.
Recipe. Yeah.
But they used to spell the word recipe with a T, receipt. They used to spell it receipt. It's the, it used to be the same word. So I'm curious about that.
Okay.
It's nearly on.
I know it is. I know it is. And, yeah, okay. So I have got some exercises I wanted to go through with you, but I think that's going to have to wait until next time.
I don't think I'm here next time. When is next time? Is it 2 weeks?
Second week of November, I think.
It's one well in the corner, isn't it?
I can't remember.
22nd of October. Tuesday.
Oh, of course. I'm not into November yet.
Not as bad as you thought.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that far ahead. Okay. Yeah, it's going to take a bit of time to go through this. So I don't think we're going to be able to do that. It'll just make you feel rushed.
Exactly.
Because I've got several money and time, money, income kind of exercises I wanted to spend probably half our session doing.
Oh, did you? All right.
Yeah, because I thought this would be quite a useful thing.
Oh, sounds very useful.
Yeah, for everyone. And to physically go through it here.
That would be great.
Is it Thursday that you have to phone in time?
This time, 1:30 to 1:30. Yeah, 1:30 to 2:30, Tuesdays and Fridays.
Fridays.
Yes. So, I mean, if you wanted to, perhaps we could go through it then.
That would be better for me because I won't be at that next meeting.
Okay. Well, why don't we do that then?
I will, yeah, okay. But I'm not always available on Fridays. But
no, but it's just a thought that that might be another way that you could tell us.
Yeah, we could go through it.
If those of us who wanted to or were able to.
Yeah.
I'd like to.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's also next Tuesday, 1:30 to 2:30.
Next Tuesday.
So what
phone
I...
To,
oh, the phone time. Yes.
Yeah, the phone time or the hangout. I'll send you a thing. All we have to do is click on the link if you're online. Okay. Not for Biddy. Biddy is definitely on the phone. But if,
I will try that.
There's
a good moment, internet speaking.
No, it's absolutely fine. But I think, if you...
Google
wanted
hangout.
To hang out on Google.
Is your internet speed to do with where you live? Or is it to do with your computer?
It's probably a little bit to do with my computer, but it's very much to do with where I live. There's a big thing about rural.
For sure, I know, yes.
Hopeless.
Yes.
And there are various businesses near me. And every time one of them gets a dedicated line so they can get a good signal, they condense the rest of us. So what I should really do is just bite the bullet and pay extra and be a business.
Yeah, the other thing is just to structure your work so that you don't need to rely on it. Mm.
Or if you were going to do this, perhaps I could come and join you.
Sure.
On this Tuesday.
You'd be more than welcome.
Would that work?
Of course. Or, you know, you can just phone me. And because what I'll do is I put it on speakerphone and then, you know, we can all hear each other.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah? So, okay, well, why don't we do that? And then we'll try and see if we can go through sort of the rest of this. I mean, just briefly, I was going to talk about a little bit about online marketing, but not much, because it's just it's too much and it's, yeah, that has to be something else, I think. What I did want to mention was a database and how important a database is.
Yes.
It is so important.
Yes, I'm a bit careful.
It is your greatest asset. Oh. Really, really is. So whether that is an online database or an on-paper database, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But it's really, really important. And so we'll talk a bit about that later. That the main issue for me was about pricing and looking at income goals and your time and how to work out what you should be doing, what you should be spending your time on, what the most important things are, the most productive use of your time is, working out how much your time is worth. Talking a little bit about scripts for talking about prices with clients, but yeah, we'll see what we can do on the phone or on Google Hangout.
Unseemly. What's the most unseemly amount you can earn?
Unseemly.
Unseemly, yes. Not unseemly.
That word really struck me too.
It's a great word because it's not something that you would normally think of.
No.
But it can really help see where you're at. When you panic and think, God, and think of what words come to you when you think about how much money that is, whether you associate that with filthy rich people, you know, and using the word filthy rich, mm-hmm. you know, is again something worth looking at. Mm-hmm. And seeing where that comes from. So, yeah, this is a big issue, and I've got, yeah, quite a few little exercises and things that we can go through and that you do with your own numbers, which I think will be quite useful.
Yeah.
So let's see if we can do that on the phone before the next session. If not, we'll just take it on.
Okay.
To do
some book finding.
Oh, lovely.
Nice. I do learning with books.